Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. It happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, faucets, vanities, doors, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online now through July 18th. Not a member? Join MyLowe's Pro Rewards for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
I got stuff for you.
Holy moly. I need to get some snakes and release them around my house.
But they love eating people. They love eating kids.
These guys are the scientists of the supernatural. Lecturers leaving lessons for inquiring laymen. They are applying the scientific method to a world that baffles science. They are the cryptids of the corn.
Every day that you open your mouth,
I know, right?
I'm more convinced that you're abducted by aliens.
No.
And it just stood up. I mean, it just like kept going and going. And she goes, what the?
These are idiots.
I was laughing reading this because I already knew how you would feel.
Idiot. What part of the story fits your balloon?
Well,
this isn't a UFO. Yeah.
But who else has big black wings and red eyes?
Batman.
Well, Mothman.
Oh, yeah, Mothman.
Well, everyone, I think we know exactly what it is. So say it all with me. It was the Sandhill Crane.
Would you try it?
No.
You wouldn't eat it?
No.
Why?
Because they're probably toxic.
There'd be a lot of poop in my pants. I've seen a 6-foot alligator go swinging through the air and slam into a tree.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to Critters of the Corn Podcast. I am the great and powerful Mystery.
And I'm Jay Clone 21.
And today, what are we going to talk about?
We're going to talk about the Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree 2. Sorry, I tried to go into my voice. And
we lost a little bit of the oomph there.
Yeah, I know. The cough came out. If you couldn't tell, stuff's up this week. You heard it on Monday. If you're a Patreon listener, you heard it on Tuesday. And you get it again today. So, yes, we're going to discuss our festival, the Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree 2. I know we talked about it a little bit before, but we got a lot more details hammered down and are now public. So we're going to go over all that today, what you can experience at the Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree 2 happening in Ada, Ohio War Memorial Park, October 4th, 2025. It'll be our second event or festival we've ever put on. First year, I think, went really well. It actually exceeded our expectations in turnout. Yeah. So we're expecting, you know, hoping, I guess, to see this same thing, if not more, this year, because one, we're expanding the size of the festival. We went from using half or maybe a quarter of the park to now we're going to use the entire park. So there'd be a lot more room for vendors to spread out and more activities to be planned. Speaking of which, we have new activities planned for this year.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not going to be the same experience as last year. It's going to be that plus more.
More.
So hopefully we keep polishing this thing up and get it better and better and can provide an event for this community and for everyone that's visiting, experiencing the event. They get a wonderful opportunity and a new experience each year they come out to visit us. So, yes, Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree 2, October 4th, Ada, Ohio. We've got our four speakers locked down for this year. We've announced them all separately, so now you're getting them all together. First up will be Alex and Connor. Should I say their name? Yeah, Fiden, is that how you say it?
Yeah, sure.
Fiden. I don't. Actually, I want you to introduce and talk about them the most, because you know a lot more about what they do and who they are.
A husband and wife cryptid-loving duo. Alex is a graduate-level biologist with a focus on animal behaviors, veterinary science, and conservation, while Connor is a zoologist that focuses on animal care and well-being. Looking at a cryptid from a scientific viewpoint, this duo aims to find real-life answers in speculations of new creatures.
Fantastic.
And together?
So,
okay. Oh, sorry. Together, they're working towards opening Critters and Coops, a sustainable farm and petting zoo, with a focus on conservation of heritage breeds and education.
Yes. Fantastic stuff. I think the plant side of that is freaking awesome, what Alex is doing with that. Now, tell them a little bit about Connor and Alex, not from the, just straight from the heart.
I wrote that.
I know you wrote it, but tell them a little bit more, I guess, just off the cuff.
No, these guys are great people.
There we go.
Highly intelligent. Love talking with them, because we are not going to do that part of the speaking this year.
Right.
So as far as a scientific angle with Sasquatch, we were very excited that they agreed to do that. You're going to get a lot of information from them. They have last year's thing, and they're going to do a whole new thing. Yeah, I think you guys are really going to enjoy them. I enjoy them thoroughly, and they've been a part of our crew for a while.
Absolutely, yeah. No, I 100% agree.
Speaking debut.
Yes, this is their first public.
Several people speaking debuts.
Yes, that's true. Yes, it's very true. So that's Connor and Alex. So they will be first up on our list for speakers.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think. Was Ron next, our next speaker? I guess it don't matter if they're out of order.
But I think I have it because I think it's Connor, Alex, and then Tony.
Oh, okay. Let's do that then next. So next up on the list, we have the famous Tony Merkel.
Tony Merkel's of the Confessional Podcast. Not only is Tony a world-renowned legend in the paranormal podcasting field, he also runs the Merkel Media Empire, which has done so many documentaries about everything from Bigfoot, dog bands, skinwalkers, and many, many more to come. Tony has become a longtime friend and a mentor, and we are honored to have him as a part of Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree this year.
Absolutely. Now, Tony was there last year.
Yeah.
He just vended.
Yep.
And promoted their newest documentaries and movies.
Yep.
Merkel Media is just fantastic.
Tony's killing it.
Amazing work. Tony is probably one of the hardest working individuals that I guess I've come in contact with when it comes to just...
I don't know how he sleeps.
Exactly. He just has a drive of constantly doing something, which is awesome. It's fun to be around, to be honest.
He's high energy. I very, very much enjoy Tony.
Yes.
And I'm excited to hear him speak. He doesn't speak that often.
And we're very thankful that he is coming to Ada, Ohio.
To do it.
Again.
Yeah.
And to speak this time. Like, beyond, I can't even think of the right words for it.
Excited, but thankful,
yes,
all of it.
Both of them, all that stuff, yes. And if you don't know who Tony Merkel is, if you're new to this show or just new to this stuff in general and you found this episode because you wanted to learn more about the Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree, just do a quick Google search of Tony Merkel, the Confessionals podcast, and you'll see a huge library of paranormal and esoteric things involved, from cryptids to
government conspiracies,
secret knowledge, just awesome, awesome, awesome stuff in this field. And I'm really excited to hear what Tony has to bring to his presentation, especially just because he's done so much work in the podcast
forever.
Field, but now with the documentaries and films, just a lot of awesome stuff, and he's boots on the ground. He's actually there doing the stuff.
And I think maybe they'll have some trailers of some documentaries that yours truly is a major part of.
Ooh, some foreshadowing, perhaps?
Because I think it comes out around then when I was talking to Joel.
Okay. Joel Thomas.
Yes.
Of Merkel Media.
Of Merkel Media.
Correct.
Of Free the Rabbits podcast.
That's correct. Joel Thomas, shout out. Speaker last year's Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree 1. So yes, Tony, I mean, awesome guy. Huge draw. Like, we're just beyond thankful that he's coming to speak in our hometown. Mm-hmm. That's just awesome. Next, Ron Murphy.
Yes. Ron is an investigator and an author and has an inspiration to the paranormal community. He has investigated the things that go bump in the night and miraculous research in history and psychology in the context with myth and legends from around the world for over 30 years. Mr. Murphy seeks to uncover the archetypal, I can't even read, for the monsters that haunt the collective thoughts. Ron's been around forever doing this stuff. Yeah, super awesome guy. You've seen him on TV, Monster Quest, Travel Channel, History Channel. He's been on all the shows, many, many books. Right now, you can see his Chestnut, The Invasion of Chestnut Ridge book sitting over there, which I think is gonna he's going to talk about a little bit with the Chestnut Ridge and the Bigfoots there, because he's going to do some of the UFO and Bigfoot stuff.
Yep. A lot of overlap. A lot of overlap. And Ron has got an extensive knowledge.
Gosh. And he's very nice.
Oh, extremely nice. Extremely nice. Really nice family. But his knowledge that he can just recall when it comes to like folklore.
Photographic.
It's very extensive. So Ron is very fun to talk to and very enjoyable to be around. And he can make a lot of connections when it comes to modern day stuff with folklore. It's it's fun to be around. It's fun to be around. And last but not least, for speakers, you heard them on our podcast. If you haven't heard those episodes yet, I highly recommend listening before you come to see him speak at the Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree too. And that would be Randy Bauer.
Randy Bauer is a musician and Bigfoot experiencer that has many interactions with Bigfoot on his property in northern Minnesota. On his property, he has experienced Bigfoot, orbs, portals, grays, fairies, dogmen, and many, many other strange things. Randy has a collected mountains of evidence for nearly a decade. He has a big, warm, inviting personality and is a natural talker and storyteller. Randy is a truth seeker who wants to learn more about the Bigfoot phenomena and will share his evidence to help connect the dots with all of those others seeking answers.
Absolutely. Again, I highly recommend listening to those episodes if you haven't yet. I first discovered Randy reading the book by Mike Quast. I think it's I can't remember the name off the top of my head, but it's like High Strangeness in Northern Minnesota or something like that. Either way, it was a book all about what the author, when he went out, he first learned about Randy, met him, and went and spent time on his property multiple times. And he just basically took account of all of his experiences. He's got a lot of photographs and stuff. Now, the photos in the books aren't the best, but Randy has photos.
We posted a bunch.
We posted a bunch, and it's not even scratching the surface of what he's got. Randy has gathered so much just evidence of what he's experienced on his property. And he can talk for days about it. And what I love talking to Randy about is it's just very genuine. He's very genuine, and he'll just tell you. His story doesn't change because it's truth. Whether or not you believe it or not, I believe 100% what Randy is telling me is he believes is the truth. And I'm not saying what I mean by that is what Randy is seeing, he is seeing it. He's physically seeing
whether whatever that may be or not is different.
Right. Whether that thing is even real or not, or it's a projection or something. But Randy is experiencing these things. He's seeing these things. And he's a very genuine person. And he's got a lot to talk about. And again, he's just a good speaker. It's like he's built for public speaking.
He's very good at it.
Very good.
He's very captivating.
Yes. And it's people like that.
We sat in the snow for hours and didn't feel like it.
Right. Absolutely. Yes. And the book's the same way. I'm telling you, that book, I'll bring the book with me to, I'm sure. Actually, I think the author, Mike, is going to be there at our jamboree. He's going to come.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's exciting.
He'll be set up with Randy.
Yeah. So you'll be able to see that book. I think that book came out in either 2020 or 2022, somewhere around that time frame. Somewhere in there. Fascinating. It's a great read. And just if you're a skeptic, from skeptic to full on believer, I think Randy, if you come away after seeing Randy's experiences and stuff, you're going to have a different perspective on Bigfoot. Doesn't matter what side of the spectrum you're on.
First, there was Tuesday. Then, there was Taco Tuesday. Now at Wendy's, there's Takis Tuesday. Get a new Takis Fuego meal, a.k.a. Takis Fuego chicken sandwich, Fuego fries inspired by Takis, a bag of Takis Fuego chips, a small drink, and also a small Frosty classic. Yes, you can get that any day, but on Takis Tuesday, the Frosty is free. Make every Tuesday a Takis Tuesday. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
Sorry, I had to blow my nose there. I think some chunks of gray matter, I think, came out in that last one. So, I'm blowing my nose very hard. This sucks. But sorry about that break.
Also, we'll be speaking, but we'll be speaking on Friday. So all the speakers you heard, to hear him speak and to do the Friday night stuff, which I'll list here, you got to buy a VIP ticket for. The link for that's below.
Right.
The VIP ticket includes the Friday night dinner meet and greet with the speakers and special guest, which we'll name here in a second. The Friday night, we will be doing a presentation of Ohio Bigfoot history. So we'll do an hour presentation in part of the Friday night dinner.
Yep. The Friday night dinner, again, you'll only get access to that with the VIP ticket purchase. Yeah. Same with the speakers. To hear the speakers on Saturday, you need a VIP ticket for that.
Yeah, you can still go meet them.
Right. Everything else is free.
The vendor market, the family room we'll talk about, going and meeting the speakers on Saturday.
Yep. And to meet everybody, to see everybody, it's all 100% free. The only thing the ticket is for access to their talks, their presentations, and then access to the Friday night. We have a dinner and then our presentation.
Plus the games on Friday night.
And plus the games on Friday night.
Which we had a ball last year.
Pretty much, yes.
Sold out last year, too.
Yep. Pretty much Friday night, the VIP dinner is just us, all the VIP ticket holders, all the speakers. We gather, we eat dinner, we play games and talk together and just hang out together
Friday night. It's hours and hours of just Bigfoot fun.
And that's it. That's all Friday, and which is amazing. I mean, you won't really get that. If you want if you want to talk to Ron about something personally, Friday's your best chance to be able to do something like that one-on-one. So yes, Friday night.
They play the games. They have so much fun.
Oh, yeah. They all enjoyed and partook in everything we did. So that was last year. So same thing this year. If you want that sort of stuff, that's what the VIP tickets are for. Other than that, if you just want to come out and hang out,
it's free.
It's free. We're
nailing this down because there was a lot of confusion last year.
Yes. Last year, everyone thought they couldn't come out to the park because they needed a ticket. No, that's not true. Everything is free. You don't need a ticket.
There's only 100 tickets.
Correct.
And as the time this comes out, they're already about half sold.
Correct. So, again, tickets are only for the speakers and for the Friday night hangout and dinner.
And that's just because that's all the room. That's as many people as we can fit in there.
Fit in the building. Correct. So,
Believe me, I would love to sell 500 tickets.
If we could, yeah, that would be amazing.
You want to do MCs next?
Yeah. So, let's jump to our MCs. We have two this year.
So the outdoor MC, which will be like hosting the music and the games and all that stuff, is Brian Wolf, the famous Brian Wolf from wolfrockradio.com.
So if you experienced our jamboree last year, you'll remember Brian being the guy playing the music outside. Well, not the live music, but...
But he orchestrated the live music. Yep. And announced all the games and made the announcements and all that stuff.
So, yeah, if you remember seeing Santa last year at the Jamboree, that was Brian. So he's back. We had a lot of good reviews about Brian, so we're very thankful to have him back again.
Yes.
And then our other MC.
The indoor MC would be Jake Dressel. Jake is a researcher and investigator focusing primarily on Southwest Ohio. Lifelong interest and passion in the paranormal. He's seen a Littlefoot in 2016.
Yes. So Jake is an experiencer. Jake was a speaker last year at our Jamboree. And Jake is a dedicated researcher. He knows he wants to find answers to the Little Bigfoot phenomena because he's seen it. And he just wants to know. So if you got any experiences or I guess questions about that subject, Jake is one of the top guys, in my opinion, about it.
He's definitely been looking into it the hardest.
For sure, especially like locally, absolutely. Because Jake's an Ohio guy. So is Brian. We're just thankful to keep those people close. We're thankful that they've become part of our podcast since we started doing this. They've just become friends of ours. We're just happy and thankful that they're part of this. Jake's a great speaker, a great introduction guy. So he's perfect for this job.
Yeah. So thank you, guys. What do you want to talk about next?
So next, let's talk about what's new to the Jamboree this year.
Which new thing do you want to do first?
Let's do the family speaker room.
All right, I'm pulling that up now.
Okay.
Sorry.
So I'll kind of introduce this. This was an idea conceived by Mr. E himself, which I fully 100% agree with and support. So the goal, we want to have a family speaker room. This will 100% be free. If you're there at the times when this, I guess, speeches will be going on or the talks will be given, they're free. We encourage you and your kids to come visit and sit in and learn something new.
So new this year, the Bigfoot Family Room, the High Bigfoot Jamboree. The room will be featured around families and family-friendly speakers, keeping shorter presentations to scientific lessons, a game or two, plus coloring Bigfoot, and many more activities, including like meeting a Bigfoot in there.
Right. It's just something you can do with your kids or even yourself just to experience, have something to experience while you're there.
The activities in the room will be anywhere from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. There'll be a schedule posted much closer with the speakers and presentations.
Yep.
And there will be like a foot casting class and all that stuff. We'll show you how to cast a Bigfoot foot and show you some of the differences between a bear, a human, and a Bigfoot.
Will that be our talk?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yes.
And I'll even bring out a Gigantopithecus skull.
So, spoiler alert, we will be one of the free family speakers in the room. So, we'll be giving our presentation. We'll teach you guys how to cast a Bigfoot. Bigfoot foot?
Yeah. Or any strange print you find.
Right. Or any print. Like, you find a nice coyote print and you want to cast it. We'll show you how to do it. And the same thing, like you said, we'll bring our casts, our collection of casts, at least a few, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we're going to have it's one of the new things we'll talk about in a minute. There will be plenty of Bigfoot cast up there.
Gotcha.
To see. I think there's only one that will not be leaving my house.
Okay. Probably for good reason.
Yeah.
So you'll be able to touch and see these. I'm sure you've heard about them, but before I started doing this podcast, I'd never seen one. I've never felt one. I've never held one in my hand. So, you know, this is an opportunity for you to do that. Again, 100% free. Mm-hmm. The next one of the speakers also, we're going to have four speakers of right now.
Total. I think that's pretty much going to be it. Plus, I think you'll be able to meet Bigfoot in there to get family pictures with Bigfoot for a little bit.
That'll be awesome.
And Bigfoot will be walking around throughout the day too, so don't worry.
Don't worry. You'll be able to see Bigfoot, get pictures with him. Another one of our speakers in the family room will be P-House Games.
Yeah. So
we met them, years ago?
Yeah, at Monster Fest.
Okay. That was when you were just there by yourself? Yeah. Or did we meet them when we were first there? It's hard to remember.
I wasn't there with you the first time.
Oh, so you met him that time?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. So it's
talked to him and his wife.
Yeah.
They have really cool cryptid card games, plus other games. But
board
games. Yeah, they just... hopefully by the time I know by the time this comes out, they just did a Loveland Frogman game.
And we saw the concept art for the board.
Yeah.
It looked freaking awesome.
So they have whole games featured around cryptids. So he's going to do a little bit. He's going to tell you guys some stories. He's going to teach you how to play some of his games. He's really fun.
So yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Again, high energy guy.
Yeah.
High energy.
Him and his wife are amazing people.
They are.
They were vendors last year and they did really well.
Yeah.
There was a big response to their games.
Good.
So
glad to hear that.
And I think the plan with some of their games is to be able to, like, instead of buying a whole new game, you can just buy an expansion pack kind of deal.
Oh, nice.
Which I like that because you basically keep the same frame and then now it's a new thing.
Right. It's like the Cards Against Humanity expansion packs.
That or if anybody's ever done like the mystery kits and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
That, we did with Rachel.
Yep.
Like that kind of stuff.
Shout out, Rachel.
Miss you, Rachel.
Miss ya.
So that's, he's our first one. Next, who do you want to do?
Let's do David Hardy.
David Hardy from Hardyware, Cryptid T-Shirt Empire.
Whew. That's an understatement.
That's the name on Instagram.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Literally is the Cryptid T-Shirt Empire.
And like, I think his first book will be out by then.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So hopefully you can get there. I can't talk about what it is or anything like that, but
tell
there
him is a little
book
bit
in the works.
Tell him a little bit just about David personally.
David's an amazing Christian. He's a pastor.
Yep.
Amazing family. High energy. He's been listening to us
kids
for a while.
Are awesome.
He bought a ticket just to say hi to us one time at a festival in the middle of nowhere.
Yep, the Michigan Bigfoot Festival. The last year of it. Yeah, David, we just met him,
a month before. It was at Salt Fork.
Salt Fork, that's right. And then a month later, like you said, not even, I don't think.
It was June versus May, so it was like the next month.
Maybe,
not 30 days later. Yeah, but
we were up in Michigan. At this Bigfoot festival, here comes this guy we just met. Comes to the door. He's all excited. Talk to us. I forget.
Wendigo. It was the Wendigo T-shirt.
That's right. He was inspired by one of our, because he listened to our show after. He got inspired. Made a shirt. Drove to the festival. Bought a ticket just so he could come inside and tell us that he got inspired by our show and made a shirt out of it. And the shirt was awesome. So that's what kind of guy David is. He's awesome. Good dude.
Great president. Like, he works with kids a lot.
Oh, yeah, gosh. Great public speaker. High energy, very, and a positive, positive energy. He's got a very positive aura around him. So perfect for the speaker house. I'm glad a lot of people will get access to him just to hear him talk and be in his presence. Yeah, I think
it's going to be a fun, oh, yes, fun to hear him talk.
And then last but not least, speaker for the family room, host of the Drunken Cryptids podcast, Matthew Orton.
Oh, yeah. Matthew, 11-year Army vet, moved to Arkansas 2004 when he left the service. He's had his own Bigfoot encounters. He's, yep, had an award-winning podcast, literally. I'm forgetting the award he just won in Arkansas last year for his podcast.
Oh, I remember you showing me.
But he's an awesome guy. We're actually, as of recording this, going to hang out with him this weekend doing a live show.
Yep.
We're in Arkansas.
Yep. I guess as this come out, we just got back.
Yeah. And I believe he's going to focus on some Arkansas Bigfoot stuff.
Awesome.
And maybe share a little bit about his military Bigfoot experience.
Awesome.
So that's going to be fun. And then, like I said, the family room will also have some coloring activities, some other stuff. Like Jay already said, some like touch and feel stuff. Like, I may bring out the Gigantopithecus skull for a little bit, but there'll be a full schedule, so you know what times.
Right.
And there's people throughout there all day, like, and for younger kids, like, the coloring stuff will be available, and we may do a little contest who does, like, who's the best voted, like, Bigfoot coloring.
Oh, nice.
Maybe we'll mail them a prize after or something like that.
And I guess if there's any suggestions of things, if you're coming to the Jamboree and there's something, you know, you might want to see, or have a suggestion or something we should present for people to see and touch and feel at the family room, just let us know. Get a hold of us. Comment on this episode or reach out. We'll respond. We want this to be the best experience for everybody.
And we'll also be doing the Sasquatch Calling Contest again and the Monster Dress-Up Contest again.
All right.
So, yeah, those will be – I think we may drop the Walk Like a Sasquatch Contest.
Fair.
Just for time constraints.
Yeah.
But those other two were the most popular.
Oh, yeah. The Bigfoot Calling. People are still talking about that today.
The Bigfoot Calling Contest was a fan favorite. So I'll post times on that on the Facebook and Instagram page.
And I think it scared all the people at the soccer fields across the street.
Yes, there was a soccer game that had no idea what was going on.
And they just heard Bigfoot. You sound like Muscle Man.
Yeah, that was what I was going for. So that'll be there. Another new thing this year is there will be a Bigfoot mini museum be set up where you can go meet the speakers. So there'll be my cast collection will be on display, plus a couple other cast we're borrowing for the event. The Gigantopithecus skull I just bought will be on display, so you can see a full size. Everything from like my hands, the Nutella cast. The only one I won't put out is my Bob Gimlin one because it's a one of a kind.
Right, cast by Bob himself.
Yeah, signed, one of the last ones he ever did.
Yep, good man.
Yeah. So there'll be that stuff. So there'll be a whole little mini museum I'm working on. And if anybody has any stuff they want to send us, please let me know.
Yeah.
But I'm newspaper articles from Ohio, and we're going to try to do a couple maps. So one for Ohio to put your pin in if you've seen a Bigfoot, and then one for the United States to put your pin in if you've seen a Bigfoot. We'll bring those around. And then stuff like articles and newspaper clippings and that kind of stuff in binders so you can flip through and see some of the Ohio Bigfoot, like, legendary stuff.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Another new thing is the cornhole tournament this year. If you like cornhole, it's a charity cornhole tournament. So yep. This year's charity is Big Brothers Big Sisters of Hardin County. It'll be a charity cornhole tournament. It fits 24 teams is the max out. You can start registering at 9:30 a.m. The tournament goes from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Entry fee is $50. It's single elimination tournament. And it's a $600 prize fund if 24 teams fill up.
Right.
So basically half of it goes to Big Brothers Big Sisters, half of it gets paid out.
Goes to the winners. Yep.
But yeah. So proceeds go to Big Brothers Big Sisters. You know, it's a good charity. They do good work.
Yeah.
We like including a charity with these events to help somebody else out. So if you want to be a part of that, there won't be any pre-registering or anything like that. It's that morning, 9:30 to 11 o'clock. You can sign up until it's full.
Right.
If it fills up in the first half hour, you know, it fills up in the first half hour.
Yep.
That'll be something we look to expand later.
Yeah, we're trying it out this year, see how it goes.
Yeah, so what else you got?
I think we hit on all the major stuff we wanted to make sure everyone was aware of. I guess the biggest thing I want to drive home is this is a 100% free event for everybody to come visit. The only thing that costs money will be the access to the Friday night talks and games and dinner, and then this, and then the Saturday
hearing
night,
the speaker presentations, yes, on Saturday.
Correct. To get access to the speaker room where they give their presentations. And that's it. Everything else is 100% free to come up to. We're going to have vendors. We're going to have more vendors this year than we had last
year.
There's
already a lot.
We're going to have more food vendors than we had last year. So it's, if you experienced it last year, I mean, I hope you had a good experience, but we're going to have everything plus more and more.
Last more. Thing I want to talk about is the sponsorships. If you're a local business, vendor, Bigfoot enthusiast, and you want to sponsor, let us know.
Yes.
Any amount helps because we will still be losing money this year.
As of right now, we have three sponsors.
Yes. So they are Gene Sexton.
Yes, Gene Sexton, local legend around these parts. If you don't know, if you're around this area, you know who Gene Sexton is.
He'll be there.
He will be there.
Broadcasting Seeds.
The Broadcasting Seeds podcast. They're one of our bigger sponsors this year, so we're very, very thankful for them jumping aboard and helping us out.
And he should come on the show when it gets, you know, a little closer, and we'll share some stuff.
Yes.
But I've just been very busy to invite him back on because I was on his podcast. He's a very nice man.
Okay. Yeah, we'll get him on here soon to promote himself and promote the Jamboree.
Yeah.
And last but not least, Jess from, well, I guess it's, what are we?
We're just going to say Jess from Broken Branch for now.
Yes.
And then we'll update that.
Okay. Jess from Broken Branch, she was here at our Jamboree last year. One of our bigger sponsors from last year.
Wasn't she the only sponsor from last year? That
Yeah, she was.
Okay.
Well, I think we may have some minor donations.
Oh, but, no, we did. You're right.
But she was our big sponsor.
She was our major sponsor. Yes, you are right. We did have some other stuff come in.
Yep, and she's gonna have her vendor booth set up.
Same spot as last year.
Yep.
Amazing stuff.
New stuff, even.
New stuff, all different.
Yeah, so we're looking forward to Jess and seeing what she's got new on the market for us.
I think that's pretty much everything. If you guys got questions or if you want to donate or you want to sponsor.
Volunteer. If you want to be part of it,
you
help,
volunteer, let us know. People. So the contact email is OhioBigfootJamboree@gmail.com. All lowercase, all one word. Just reach out. We appreciate all of it. We're super excited to do this again and bring another, you know, a festival home. We're not doing nearly as many festivals this year with me having three kids, so it's kind of fun to do one in your backyard.
Oh yeah, it's very stressful, but it's also very rewarding. So put it that way. Rewarding as in like it's nice seeing a bunch of happy faces run around the park in her hometown.
Yes.
And Bigfoot run around. I mean, does it get better than that?
Seeing a Bigfoot run around is pretty fun.
Yes.
All right. Anything else to add?
Again, any questions, please reach out to us. We hope this gave you a good idea of what to expect when it comes to visiting us at the Bigfoot Jamboree 2. Again, October 4th. Mark your calendars, set your watches, eat your vitamins, say your prayers. Come see us October 4th, How Bigfoot Jamboree 2.
All right, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, guys. Thank you for listening to Cryptids of the Corn podcast. Remember, the best way to support the show is share it with a friend. But if you are craving more of the J clones
and more from Mr. E,
there's always extra content on Patreon
and our paid member space on cryptidsofthecorn.com.
We'll catch you next time with more exciting, fun, and informative information.
Bye.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.